Welcome back to the Galveston Experience podcast, produced at the Seawall Studios of RadioGalveston.com. We'll be checking in with Mike Dudas in the scuttlebutt in just a second, but first we'd like to welcome back the Harborside Express. The tour's back starting at 11 o'clock on Saturday for train aficionados. They've got reduced capacity due to the COVID regulations, but you can find out all about that on our events page at RadioGalveston.com. We also want to give you a heads up to something that's happening at St. Vincent's House on Friday, August 7th. It is the Great Clothes Out. They're giving away free clothes for the entire family. And also breakfast tacos provided by the Lighthouse Charity Team. That's Friday, August 7th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. So put that on the calendar. And if you know somebody who is in need of clothes, make sure that they are aware of this happening again at St. Vincent's House Friday, August 7th. That's also on our event page. Some beachy things happening on the weekend, including free sandcastle lessons at Stewart Beach, and the Artist Boat is doing their Bucket Brigade. That's happening in a few different places. Stewart Beach, near the Convention Center, and out at Pirates Beach. For all the locations and details, just check out, again, the Island Events page at RadioGalveston.com. And if you've got an event you'd like to submit, there's a little button at the top. Just hit Submit an Event, and we'll add it to our calendar and upcoming podcasts. Now let's bring in Mike Dudas and get the scuttlebutt on Galveston real estate with his guest, Anthony Jensen.
Over the past few months, one new phrase that has crept in all of our lives is the new norm. I am Mike Dudas, and on this edition, I am proud to have as my guest local realtor Anthony Jensen, who will give us all the scuttlebutt on how his job has changed. Hello, Anthony.
Good morning, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I guess first off, tell us about who is Anthony Jensen.
Well, I am a local realtor here who specializes in real estate on Galveston Island. I've been in the real estate business for about 12 years, been a licensed broker for about 10, and started as soon as I finished college in Texas State in San Marcos.
Okay, so I understand that you're a BOI, so obviously you probably know better than anyone else the Galveston market.
I would like to think so. The majority of my business is here on the island, and I've seen quite a bit change since 2008, since we had Hurricane Ike and then the subprime loan incident where the market just kind of fell out from underneath. I've seen it change many times. Right now, we are definitely heading in the right direction. Prices have been going up since 2012. You're starting to see a lot of new buyers come into the market, and not just looking for second homes to vacation to, like actually permanent residents. So it's been a breath of fresh air to see that change.
Being a lifelong member of the Galveston community or a BOI, how do you use that as your advantage to sell homes in Galveston?
I think growing up here on Galveston Island, it's allowed me to get really familiar with the different areas of town. For instance, I get questions from buyers all the time about flooding. Well, not just from natural disasters like hurricanes and tropical storms, but from heavy rains like what we experienced with Hurricane Harvey. There's many parts of town who drain very well, and there's some that don't. And so I like to inform my clients of that, because what I want to try to prevent is them buying a property and then coming to find out the hard way that property doesn't drain very well.
How do you work with your clients when they ask you questions? Oh, I hear the taxes are real high in Galveston. The insurance is really high. How do you address that with your clients?
First, just by educating them. I tried to introduce them to different locations of town that have higher elevation and more preferred flood zones. Galveston is made up of a couple of different flood zones, and some are more preferred because they're less probable to flood. Some actually didn't even flood in the most recent Hurricane Ike, where we got a lot of storm surge and probably 75-80% of the island flooded. So I try to educate them first on locations and the different attractions of them. And then secondly, as far as taxes, our tax rate's the same across the island, but I try to educate them on why taxes vary from location to location, even with the same rate.
Who is your typical client? Are there retirees or families or a combination of both?
A combination of both. We've seen probably in the last decade quite a few retirees come into the island. But I think one of the biggest changes and one that I'm most proud to see is that you're seeing a lot of Galvestonians, people raised here on the island, getting employment here on the island and staying here. In the 90s, and my father was actually the one who told me about this, he's been in the business about 30 years, Galveston realized in the 90s a lot of families leaving the island. Their idea at the time was that they were trying to find better public schools to put their kids into, but a lot of that's changed here. Galveston has been recognized on the standardized testing for, you know, a couple of decades now, and I think that is what's convincing people who are from the island and people who aren't from the island that Galveston families, convincing families that Galveston isn't a bad place to raise your kids.
Yeah, you just touched on the local schools. What would you say would probably be the top two questions that a potential buyer will ask you about Galveston?
Number one is the cost of flood insurance. And then two, how are the school districts here on the, or how's the school system here on the island?
And I guess, you know, in recent years, the way our school system has improved, being able to answer that question in a lot favorable light has really helped things out.
Without a doubt. As soon as you throw out there that Galveston, these schools, whether it's elementary school, middle school, or even the high school level, are recognized on standardized testing, I think that holds a lot of weight with buyers because there's so many misconceptions or perceptions, misperceptions of Galveston school systems that, you know, it's hard to get education, there's many distractions, and that's definitely not the case. I mean, I'm a product of Galveston schools. I went to college, graduated in 4 years, and came out and started a couple of small businesses. So I think that the opportunity's there. The teachers are there. There's qualified teachers that can really help the kids get, you know, get the education they need and deserve.
You talked a little bit and mentioned about your company. What is your company's name, and how do things evolve where you came to work for this company?
So the company I work for and run now is called Zapp Realty. It was established in 1899. From what I'm told, it's the oldest real estate company in the state of Texas. It was started by the Zapp family. I think three generations of the Zapp family owned and operated Zapp Realty. And then it was sold to my father about 15, 20 years ago. And my father came down with multiple sclerosis about 20 years ago, right around the time he actually purchased Zapp Realty. And through the years, it's taken, you know, a more significant toll on his body and his day-to-day ability to work. So that's when I stepped in about 12 years ago and tried to help him with the business. And then that evolved in me basically running it. And so we've focused on sales and property management since Hurricane Ike. And things have really, you know, gone well.
All right, so now let's talk about the new norm. How has your job changed post-pandemic or post-quarantine?
The biggest change, of course, and I think is the most obvious, is just your concern when you're showing property. You know, has your buyer been sick recently? And then also, too, if your seller, the property that you're actually going to show, if they've had any recent illnesses that may be attributed to the COVID-19. It's really been case by case. I've been very fortunate to show a lot of properties that have been vacant. And so it's more comfortable for myself and for my clients. So we can kind of walk freely and know that throughout the property and know that, hey, there probably hasn't been someone in here that's been sick recently. And then also, too, when we go into these homes that are occupied, each individual owner has different requirements of what they expect from the buyer's agent and from the buyer. We've had to do things as little as taking off our shoes, sanitizing our hands as soon as we walk in, to wearing gloves and face mask, filling out questionnaires about have we left the country most recently, have we tested positive within the last couple of weeks for coronavirus. It's definitely been a change, but it's also kind of too a breath of fresh air that people out there are concerned about preventing the transmission from family to family.
And I'm assuming during recent weeks, the new norm has kind of sunk in and probably you're doing things a little bit different than you first started. Have you done any video showcasing of houses?
So the most popular I'd say, change since the coronavirus as far as presenting homes to your clients has been the virtual tour. I've had several phone calls because we are sort of a tourist destination and, you know, we get a lot of out-of-town customers. I've had many requests to do virtual tours for buyers who don't live close to Galveston or even in the state of Texas. A lot of the seller's agents have commissioned photographers, videographers to actually provide virtual tours for the realtors. So it's definitely made it a lot easier as a buyer's agent, so you don't have to go and tour 5-6 different properties for your client and try to, as a beginner videographer, try to film the property in its best light. So it's really been great that these seller's agents have provided us with these virtual tours. And it's, you know, made it easier for them to get the home, get the exposure that home needs and to sell it.
I know you've been involved in the past in flipping houses and showcasing staging houses. Tell us a little bit about that part of your career.
So about 6 or 7 years ago, I decided to get into sort of buying at first rental property and fixing it up and see if I could get a little bit more rent from, you know, renters. And then that evolved into saying, well, maybe I could purchase some properties and fix them up and sell them. And what I noticed is no matter how good of a job I did with renovating a property, when you walked in, even when it was completely finished and cleaned up, it still was missing something. And so that's when I was introduced to an interior designer who also did staging, and I commissioned her to come in and add furnishings and decor, and it really brought the property to life and gave a vision for those buyers, as you know, for them to see themselves actually living in the home and what it could possibly look like. We would, for the most part, we staged the entire home, bedroom to bedroom, you know, living rooms, dining rooms, the entire home. The most important rooms in the house that I feel like need staging are those awkward spaces that buyers walk in and don't quite understand what's the identity of this room. That's when it's the most important to get those homes staged, because you create a purpose for that space, especially like those afterthought add-ons in the back of a home. People will walk back there and they're like, they're confused. Is this a second living room? Was this supposed to be a master bedroom, an office? Even in some homes, it could be like a theater room. So it really creates a purpose and identity, and it adds a lot of value.
What's your biggest advice to a homeowner that's going to put their house on the market, and what do they need to do to get their house ready to be able to be shown to potential buyers?
The first thing I tell my clients after walking through the property for the first time is always declutter, especially in larger homes where you may have multiple children. I think it's really important to declutter. Let's store those toys, even maybe get a storage facility for a couple of months. Let's store those toys, stuff that's just not used on a daily basis. Let's get those in storage and really declutter the space. And then take care of those loose ends. You know, if a room needs to be painted or some wood rot need to be replaced, let's start, you know, let's create a list and let's start checking off those boxes, and we can get the home. Yeah, we call it turnkey, where it says move-in ready as possible. Maintenance is very important while we have your property listed and until we close, until we finally sell it. You definitely want to keep your property maintained. It starts with curb appeal. So if the house needs to be painted, you know, the weeds, you know, need to be removed in the flower beds, that's all very important.
I am Mike Dudas, and I would like to thank Anthony Jensen, who gave us all the scuttlebutt on the local Galveston real estate market. If you'd like to be a future guest on the Scuttlebutt, drop us a line right here at RadioGalveston.com.
Thank you, Mike, and thank you, Anthony. And if you'd like to get the scuttlebutt of everything that's happening on the island, we've got it for you on the all-new Galveston Digital Island Guide. It's available on the Google and the Apple App Stores, or link to our website at RadioGalveston.com or at Galveston.vip. It's more than just events. We've actually got a number of free tours on there. There's a cool virtual tour of the fabulous Moody Mansion. The Turtles Around Town tour is on there. You can click on the map and see which turtles are closest to you and how to get from spot to spot. And the latest up-to-date tree carvings tour that you can do virtually on your phone or use the map to get from carving to carving. We're working on that app literally every day, so definitely check it out. Next time around, Mike Dudas is going to be giving us the scuttlebutt on one of my favorite spots on the island, Sea Star Base. I'm always surprised by how many people are just not aware of this great facility and all of their fantastic programs. Mike will be talking to Glenn Urbach, the executive director. So make sure you subscribe. You'll find us on all the major podcast platforms, and that way you'll be notified when the next edition drops of the Galveston Experience podcast, produced at the studios of RadioGalveston.com. So the beaches are open. If you're not on the island, you need to get down here and enjoy the great island lifestyle and patronize all of our local businesses. We're just waiting to see you here. So hopefully we'll see you around the Galveston Experience Company at 15th and Seawall. If nothing else, we will be looking for you right here next time on the Galveston Experience podcast.